The following program is transcribed.
It's Pick and Pat time, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. A refreshing review starring America's foremost blackface comedians, Pick and Pat, our guest singer of the week, lovely Mary Small, yours truly, Paul Douglas, and those all-American radio and recording favorites, the Jesters, who open our show with Please and Oh Squeeze It a Banana.
Now, Riley the cop would always stop on the corner at Tony's fruit stand. He'd help himself to anything on which he could lay his hand. Riley did this quite often. Plenty and Fruity would soften till Tony got sore and inwardly swore. Then he began to shout, "Hey, please, no, squeeze it up, banana. Because when you do that, then you make her fat. Hey, please, no, squeeze it up, banana. Because when you squeeze it up, you put a him on a bum. You touch a dish, you touch a that, you touch a everything. You push a dish, you push a that, you never buy nothing. So please, no, squeeze it up, banana. If you squeeze a officer, please, a squeeze it a coconut.
Hey, please, no, squeeze it up, banana.
Because when you do that, then you make her fat.
Please, no, squeeze it up, banana.
Because when you squeeze it a grape, you put him out of shape.
You touch a dish, you touch a that, you take me for a fool.
You push a dish, you push a that,
why don't you squeeze a shadul?
So please, no, squeeze it up, banana. If you squeeze an officer, please, squeeze it a coconut. Hey, please, no, squeeze it up, banana. If you squeeze an officer, please, squeeze it a coconut.
Hey, squeeze it a watermelon.
Hey, but please, no, squeeze the banana.
It's along about now that most of us begin making plans for the weekend. Well, here's hoping your plans work out the way you want them to, and here's a bit of advice, too, if by any chance you should overdo things a bit. You know, get overtired, eat unwisely. Well, just remember that Alka-Seltzer can be a splendid cheerer-upper for the discomfort that follows. Alka-Seltzer provides a comforting relief from acid indigestion, and it also contains a fast and effective analgesic pain reliever for occasional headaches. So be prepared. Before the weekend gets underway, check on your Alka-Seltzer supply now. Remember, if those tablets are down to four, it's time to buy some more Alka-Seltzer. It's Pick and Pat time, ladies and gentlemen. Time to laugh with America's foremost exponents of blackface buffoonery, the stars of our show, Pick and Pat. Come on, man.
Dog boy, what in the world you got there?
Son, this here's the Ethiopian piano.
Yeah? Certainly, I just come from playing the concert at the butcher's ball.
At the butcher's ball?
Yeah.
Did the butchers like it?
Like it? Was you ever slapped in the puss with a wet liver?
Well, I know one thing, you crazy fool. You're late for rehearsal as usual.
Yeah, well, I stopped in the pawn shop. I wanted to see what time it was by my watch.
Well, speaking about watches, you know I see where a man invented a watch that is unbreakable.
Yeah.
You can put it underneath a steamroller and it won't even break.
Oh, man, that ought to be good news for people who go around putting their watches on the steamroller.
Yeah. You know, my uncle, he had one of them there watches. He put it under a steamroller and boy, was he a mess.
Well, what happened?
He forgot to take the watch out of his pocket.
And I swear, What happened to your watch? I ain't seen you wearing it lately. When you going to get it out?
Well, I ain't going to get it out. I took it down to the second-hand store last week.
Second-hand store? Is you selling it?
No, I ain't selling it. I'm having the second-hand fixed.
Oh. I do declare.
Well, we got a brand new kind of clock at our house. It's a potato clock.
Potato clock?
Yeah, every morning it wakes you up, potato clock. Yeah, that's good, ain't it, boy?
That's
potatoes
good.
And corn?
Yeah, I know one thing. I know one thing.
Huh?
I wish I knew what was wrong with my watch.
Yeah.
The man in the second-hand store said he didn't know.
Maybe it just needs cleaning.
Oh, no, no. Don't need cleaning. I just cleaned it.
Yeah.
I washed it in hot water and Lux.
Hot water and Lux?
Lux.
Did it come out pink?
Well, no wonder that thing stopped.
Well, I sure wish I knew what time it is.
Well, I got a clock upstairs, but don't go up there. It'll run down.
How can you tell the time if it runs down?
It's a winding staircase.
Besides, why should I go to the dentist?
You crazy fool. What's wrong with you?
Who in the world said anything about a dentist?
Maybe I'm on the wrong page. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Never mind. Now, come on.
Yeah, we'll start one more time all over again.
Tell me, son, how do you feel today, Pat?
I ain't going to tell you. It ain't none of your business. I wouldn't tell you if I was dying, even if I had one foot on a banana peeling and the other one sticking in the grave.
You should have both feet in that hole.
You got a chip on your shoulder.
No, I had a chip on my shoulder last night.
She went to Boston this morning.
I see. That's why you come up here with a huff.
Suddenly, I come up here in a what?
I said you come up here in a huff.
I did not. I come up here on the 6th Avenue L.
Crazy fool, the 6th Avenue L has been torn down for years.
No wonder I felt such a bump at 23rd Street.
Besides, you crazy fool, a huff is nothing you ride in.
All right, then, what is it?
It's nothing.
You mean I come up here nothing? You want me to get arrested?
Didn't you ever hear anyone say that he left in a huff?
Oh.
It's a phrase.
Oh.
Now, my wife was in a huff today.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
What you metaphor? How did your wife look in that huff? Did it fit her?
Listen here, you crazy fool. A huff is nothing you can see.
No.
You cannot see a huff.
Not even by appointment?
Hey, wait a minute, boy. Who is the oldest, you or your wife?
She is.
You don't look it. And besides, I don't know why I waste my time talking to you.
I don't know why we waste our time talking to Douglas. That's what I don't know.
I don't know why I'm wasting my time either. I could be home playing with my white mice.
White mice?
Listen here, was you ever kicked in the head by a mule?
Yeah, it's messy, ain't it?
I don't see how in the world that your wife puts up with you.
She don't. We fight all the time.
Well, I bet you didn't want to fight when you first got married.
No, we waited till after the ceremony.
Well, tell me, sonny boy, did you carry your wife across the threshold?
Yeah, but I had to make 3 trips.
You know something, my wife and I, we never fight. We never fight in our house.
We don't either. There's more room out in the backyard.
You know, son, that's the reason I like the way women is wearing their hair these days.
Oh, yeah, you mean that thing that puffed there up on top of their head?
Yeah, it gives a fella a better grip.
Well, why did you marry your wife if she's so hard to get along with?
Well, I proposed to her in the garage and I couldn't back out.
Well, I never remember as long as I can forget when I proposed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got down on my knees.
Yeah.
She got down on her knees. She faded me.
No, that was another game.
Well, boy, I never will remember as long as I can forget the day we was married.
Yeah?
Yeah, she had a couple of bridesmaids holding up her train.
Holding up the train?
A couple of safety pins was holding up my pants.
Goodness.
The organ started playing and somebody said, "They're coming down." I looked, but everything was all right.
Yeah, remember one thing, boy. She took you for better or worse.
Yeah, she took me for everything. Last week, she even took me to court.
She took you to court?
Yeah.
What for?
Oh, for hitting her in the nose.
Yeah, well, what did the judge say?
He fined me $10.10.
What's the 10 cents for?
Amusement tax.
Now, wait a minute here, Sonny boy. I know you're just kidding about your wife, Pat, old boy. You can't fool me.
What you mean?
Well, I passed your house last night and I saw you just a-hugging and kissing your wife.
Boy, the joke's on you. I wasn't even home last night.
Oh.
Guest singer of the week, lovely Mary Small, the star of her own Sunday show, and now she sings.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I think you better send to number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that you know she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Ooh, hey Jim, you better get the ring. Passengers, that's pretty big, and they all want to lift to Brown's Hotel. The thoughts of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia by air, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Oh, I appreciate the lesson in geography. This train is making too many stops to suit me. Get along, engineer, start to move. Gotta make this locomotive get in the groove. Listen how my heart is beating, in anticipation. What do you think is gonna happen? When that 49 and pulls in the station. Do you hear the whistle blowing down the line? I think you better send to number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Thank you, Mary, and I know the folks like that one. In a moment, we'll hear from Chicken Pack. But friends, your overworked nerves sometimes keep you awake at night. Well, overwrought nerves play havoc with your rest because you certainly can't get a good night's sleep when your nerves are jumpy and on edge. Let me tell you, why lie awake at night with nervous tension? Let me tell you about an easy, pleasant way to quiet overwrought nerves and help nature bring you sound, restful sleep. Try Miles Nervine. Thousands of people have been successfully using Miles Nervine for 3 generations. It's a mild but effective sedative that tends to relax tense nerves and permit refreshing sleep. You can't know what it can do for you until you've tried it. Now ask your druggist for Miles Nervine. Caution, use only as directed. It is guaranteed to please you or your money will be refunded. Miles Nervine comes in 2 convenient forms, liquid and effervescent tablets. And be sure to get the genuine Miles Nervine. And here come Pick and Pat. Folks,
Next week, our two good friends, Lum and Abner, will be back from their vacation.
Yeah, and we want to thank the makers of Alka-Seltzer, and we'll be listening right along with all of you folks to those two boys from Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
So until then, old Pick and I'll see you sometime. So long.
So long. This is Paul Douglas saying so long for the Justice, Pick and Pat, Mary Small. Pick and Pat time was brought to you, the makers of Alka-Seltzer.